This once volatile and bullet-riddled capital, Mogadishu, is being revitalized at a swift pace. One of the government's priorities is to upgrade the transit hubs, crippled by two decades of civil strife. With Turkish funding and assistance, the sole international airport in Mogadishu is being revamped, with completion expected in 2015. Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mohamud says the Aden Abdullah Osman facility will be world-class.
Once opened, we expect the airport to resemble other world airports in terms of beauty and airport services. This is a major step in the construction phase, and it will change the face of Somalia.
In 2013, the International Civil Aviation Organization removed Mogadishu's airport from the Zone 5 list of airports deemed to pose a security risk to aircraft, crew and passengers. Since then, air traffic has increased, with carriers such as Turkish Airlines running two flights a week to Mogadishu. And it's not just the airport. Somali authorities recently handed over the management of the Mogadishu seaport to a Turkish firm. The Al Bayrak company is charged with bringing in new technology to modernize the cargo hub to international standards and provide new jobs for young, educated Somalis. The port of Mogadishu has been one of the only employers for many Somalis for decades.
An improvement in security, thanks to the African Union forces in the past 2 years, has offered the business community a window of opportunity to expand their trade all across the city. They are now competing for prime spots on major roads such as Makkah al-Mukarrama.
Businessmen like Zakaria Mahmoud say the stability here is attracting investors, mostly the Somali diaspora community.
There has been so much progress in Mogadishu since I returned 6 months ago. Businesses are popping up. The population in the city has sharply increased. The return of the diaspora community has also transformed the city.
Turkey continues to lead the efforts in rebuilding Somalia. There are new roads, schools, hospitals, hotels and banks, all a sign that Somalis are optimistic about the future. Abdulaziz Bilal for VOA News, Mogadishu.